You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Good morning right back at you.
Good morning. Doing great. Glad to have some frost behind us.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully we've passed through that stage. We have a great return guest to the show. Welcome back to Colby Henson. He's a broker with Fortress Real Estate. Welcome back, Colby.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. As always, Colby, remind the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Thank you. I'm Colby Henson, and I'm the managing broker for Fortress Real Estate. We are an exclusive marketer for the builders, Fortress Builders, and their affiliated building group. We build in Cobb and Cherokee counties only, so we are a local builder. We've been in business for about 15 years building. We were previously under another name. We just went through a new rebranding with the new emergence of our market coming back here in Atlanta. We came back under Fortress Builders, and Fortress Real Estate is our marketing arm. And we're excited to have survived the downturn in the market. We helped a lot of the banks during that time build out of some of the stuff that they had left over in their REO portfolios. And now we're back, it seems like, to regular business where we're looking at raw land, back to our development practices, and putting lots on the ground in front of ourselves, which we haven't seen here in quite some time in Atlanta. So it's nice to feel like the market can accept new home development again in Atlanta. It's been a long time since we were kind of operating under those premises. So.
Cool. Well, can you tell me a little bit more about what Fortress Builders and Fortress Real Estate is offering in the Atlanta area? You mentioned that you were only in two counties, but can you tell us about the types of homes and pricing and amenities and things like that?
Yes, we build in each kind of genre, if you will, for construction. We build entry-level townhomes, we build single-family homes, and we build active adult ranch homes. So we kind of dabble, I guess, in a little bit of each product line, which allows us a lot of different price points. We have, you know, 130s townhomes up to 450s plus single family homes. So we have a wide range for our prospective buyers that are in the market.
Well, Colby, before one of my alleged buddies here takes a cheap shot at me about the active adult ranch homes, I'm going to ask the question about that. Tell us a little more detail about what they're like, where they're located.
We've got a couple different product lines right now. We have two subdivisions, Concord Village and Barnes Mill, that are attached product. They both service the 55-plus active adult lifestyle. They're in master plan communities, so they have their own clubhouse, their own pool, their own private setting. And it really caters to a low-maintenance lifestyle where there's no grass to cut. It's full maintenance on the exteriors and the painting and all of those things. And then we just finished up a separate, also 55-plus active adult community called Cobblestone Ridge that was a detached product, and it went very well for us. And that offered something that felt like more of a single family home, but just catered to somebody who was downsizing, didn't want to cut grass anymore. The homeowners associations take care of that. So going forward, we have two new developments right now that we have under contract, and we'll be doing that same type of product there.
Okay, I just want to make sure, I think you said that, but the detached product that you're talking
yes.
about is, I mean, all the exterior maintenance is taken care of?
That's correct.
Okay. You're looking at a guy that's never going to cut grass again. Ever.
No, okay. No landscape maintenance at all.
I just
yes.
needed to make sure about that.
No landscape maintenance.
All right. So the flip side of that, you talked about active adult, and then you talked about for the younger buyers like myself, townhomes. Can you tell us a little bit more about those communities? And
yes, we just purchased a townhome community in Kennesaw that had been previously abandoned by the first builder. And we bought it, and we're going to finish it out. We're able to offer $135,000 to $140,000 townhome with a single car garage. It's in a community that has a pool. All the landscape maintenance is covered, so it's very low maintenance type lifestyle. And if you look at what the mortgage rates are right now, it really lends to owning a home and the ease of owning a home versus renting, because the payments are virtually less than an apartment rent.
Colby Henson will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Colby Henson, a broker with Fortress Real Estate.
Colby, just before the break, you were talking about the smaller townhomes, that 130 kind of range, first-time buyer. Talk a little bit about how you work with that first-time buyer. I don't care what the price tag is. It's an intimidating process.
Sure.
So how do you help the first-time home buyer work through all that?
Sure. Well, thank goodness we've been able to have a really good sales staff that has been with us a long time that has dealt in that product line, which predominantly through the years, that's what we specialized in, was a first-time home buyer. And you're right, they do come in and they are a little nervous at first, but really it's just a matter of financing. And we've got a group of really, really good preferred lenders that have been with us a long time that helps ease those type of questions. So we kind of anticipate the questions that they're going to have and the concerns that they're going to have, and we address that up front. So it's in a way where the toughest part is getting that buyer to come in and start talking to you, and then the next part that we seem to find out is the financing is probably the biggest component, because they just don't know, they've never done it before, and you really don't realize how easy it is until you have the right people kind of guide you through the process. It really becomes very simple. It's just getting over that initial introduction of talking about financing, which is usually the most intimidating for people to discuss.
So we're already almost a full 2 months into 2014, but what else can we look forward to seeing from Fortress for 2014, especially as we're gearing up towards spring?
We've bought other lots in other communities, and so we're in the process of starting a lot of homes right now. We purchased several lots last year in anticipation that the market was going to start increasing and the buyer traffic was going to start coming back out. And so what we've been able to do is get enough lots in front of us where we feel comfortable building houses when the market starts to take off and starts to repair itself.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, Colby, but Fortress is not the only builder in town. Talk a little bit about what sets you guys apart. What makes you different?
What makes us different mostly is that we have a land brokerage and land development background. So we have a little bit better understanding of going back into the market and being able to find properties, acquire properties, put in the proper curbs and gutters and sewers and all of those things that are required. It helps us understand the market a little bit better being back on the land side as well, because we can see opportunities hopefully before others and get an edge. And right now it's all about pricing, and you have to put something that makes sense and that the market can absorb and understand. No, what gives us any advantage is being able to see the opportunities in the land, acquire it, put the lots in front of us, and that way we can control our costs a little bit better, whereas some of the other builders in town will have to go buy from a fund or somewhere else where there's going to have to be development profit and there's going to be housing profit, where if we're all in one, we can kind of control those costs since we're in control of it.
Well, that sounds great. So are there any ways that you're controlling those costs and passing savings on to your buyers right now with incentives?
With incentives, yes. I mean, that's the big thing right now, and that's a moving target as you see fit. You know, if you see traffic levels start to drop in your neighborhood, obviously you try to incentivize people to come back out. So with eight different neighborhoods that we have right now, we will change incentives from paying all closing costs to appliance specials to, you know, upgrades in the homes. We try to cater that specifically to each neighborhood to make sure that we have something to offer those buyers. Like if it's a first-time home buyer, they're probably going to need closing costs. If it's an upgrade buyer, they're probably going to want upgrades. And if it's an active 55 and over, they're probably going to want some closing costs and just defray some expense of moving. So
this is going to be a tough question, so I'll let you know that ahead of time. But timing in terms of buying a home is always tough. I mean, years ago, buying a house was always a good idea. Not so much since 2008. Talk about the timing. Is right now a good time? Should I wait till the end of the summer, the fall?
Sure. I think I'm always supposed to say it's always a good time to buy a house, which is the proper response. But if you look at what the mortgage rates are doing, I mean, we've seen a small increase, I guess, in a year. But affordability right now is probably the biggest thing. And once you start having other builders start buying other people's developed lots, the price of homes starts to increase. It just has to, because you know, the bricks and sticks of construction just cost a certain amount of money. But once you see the price of land and lots start to increase, then you will see the prices of things start to move up. And obviously, it's a supply and demand. We got into a situation last year where we started to see, at the end of last year, where we started to see home prices really, really increase very quickly. That trend will continue to happen if demand is out there and supply is really low.
All right. Well, Colby, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Fortress?
You can find us. Our best contact to access all of our subdivisions and information is on our website at builtbyfortress.com.
Colby Henson, a broker with Fortress Real Estate. As always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. The deal of the day is next. We'll be right back. All right, it's time for the deal of the day. Ben, what have you got for us?
Well, today I've got a special on three homes at Garner Creek at Parkview, which is community by Home South. And with these three homes, homebuyers can receive a $5,000 towards closing costs by using the preferred lenders from Home South Communities. You want to get to these quickly. These are single-family homes in the high 300s that are four-side brick homes with open floor plans. They've got 9-foot-high ceilings throughout, upgraded kitchens with double ovens, micro drawer, and oversized islands. Master suites have soaking tubs, separate showers, and many options available throughout to make your home unique.
You said there's only three of these left?
There are three of these left, three of these homes that have just been reduced $20,000 already. So you're looking at a reduction, and then on top of that, you're looking at a $5,000 bonus towards closing costs.
Ah, so that's the money shot, $5,000 towards closing costs, in addition to a reduction of $20,000.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I just kind of sneaked in that, oh, by the way, yeah, $20,000 reduction.
Oh, by the way. Garner Creek at Parkview is also a family-friendly gated community, complete with sidewalks, streetlights, and a generous recreation area that includes clubhouse, fitness center, pool, lighted tennis courts, and a playground for the tots.
Wow. It's got a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And where is it located?
So it's just across the street from Mountain Park, which is just down the street from Stone Mountain Park, also located near the Mountain Park Aquatic Center. So you have all kinds of chances to, if the pool there is a little too much for you or not quite enough, you can go to the Aquatic Center. To reach it, from I-285, you take 78 East and exit on Hugh Howell Road. From there, you turn left onto Hugh Howell and then turn right at the first red light on a Lilburnstone Mountain Road. From there, it's only a few miles away. For more information, you can see these available homes, the details about them, at GarnerCreekHomes.com. While you're there, there's also floor plans and more information on the community in case you want to look at other homes in the area. You definitely want to check out these three that have already been reduced and are offering a $5,000 bonus.
Yeah, better move quickly, too.
I don't think they're going to be around too much longer.
I don't think so either.
All right. That wraps today's $25,000 deal of the day. All right. That wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Colby Henson, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.